If you're considering solar panels, now is the time to do it. Under the proposed settlement, you have until November 15th to sign an agreement and then have a year to install the panels in order to lock into the current rate schedule until 2035. Park City Environmental Sustainability Manager Luke Carton says if you don't make that deadline, there's still another great opportunity.
After that, it switches to something called a transition period. The transition period is 170 megawatts. Easy way to think of it is that cap will fill up in about 2 to 2.5 years. And it makes it actually fairly simple. You pay for the electricity you take off the grid, and you get credited for the electricity you put on the grid. And the crediting is actually where it gets complex, but it's a key piece for people to understand. If your residential rate, it'll be at 92.5% of your credit. Now, the cool thing is all of these parties that agreed are also agreed to help lobby the state legislature to extend the solar tax credit. And that's huge. So if the solar tax credit gets extended, your credit gets moved to 90%.
Once the transition class is filled up, and that will take a few years, there's another phase called the post-transition class. Carton says it's basically the same concept.
Once that cap fills up, there's going to be something called the export credit proceeding. That is how much you get credited. The discussion will focus around how much you get credited for putting power back on the grid. What's the value to the utility, the ratepayers, the state, all those pieces? And that'll come up probably in 2020-ish is the guess. That it's just a lot of procedural filings that need to happen between now and then.
The calculations are based off of your residential rate, and Carton invites you to contact him at luke.carton@parkcity.org if you have any questions. The rates will remain in effect until 2032, and Carton says after that, the rates can be restructured. But by then, it's likely the solar panels will need to be replaced, and he's confident that the utility business model will look very different from what it is today. There's another piece Carton wants you to understand.
As that post-transition, so as the kind of that future piece after 2020 is selected, if you're either a grandfathered net metered customer or you're in that transition class, and that post-transition piece looks awesome, it makes more sense for you financially, there's actually a clause in there that lets you shift to a newer rate if you want. So that's the other great thing for even grandfathered or transition. If that export credit proceeding turns out to be very favorable for rooftop solar, you actually have the option to switch to that new rate class as well.
The agreement locks in the current rate, which Carton says is fair.
The easiest way to view it is to use the grid as your quote-unquote storage. Rocky Mountain Power pretty much charges at about an 8.5% of your total electricity cost fee for that, which makes sense. You know, that they're maintaining all this stuff on the other side of your meter. You still have to pay the customer charge just to remain hooked up to the grid. There wasn't major discussion around that. It kind of makes sense. And then the piece moving forward is, like I said, as all these pieces are sorted out, it's called the value of solar. And that's what we're trying to figure out. What's the value of solar to the overall grid?
The agreement isn't finalized just yet. Carton says the key players will meet September 18th, and it could take anywhere from 1 to 5 days to be decided. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.